In studio with me this morning, I've got the judge of all judges.
Good morning.
Morning, dear.
Morning, honey.
And of course, our president and CEO of Radio Alabama. How do you, ratings every Friday go just through the roof around here because we have Judge Joni.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day. We're so lucky that we got Judge Joni because thanks to her being on the air, my financial advisors tell me I'm losing less money.
You're so funny.
With the name recognition.
I'll tell you this. We've also got today her better half. Come on in here, Rick. Dr. Rick Redmond.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. A little chilly this morning, but I'm good.
Yeah, everybody's good. You know,
it is. Hey, we're all ready for Santa around here. Yep. I want to know what Lee would like from Santa for Christmas.
I can tell
Everybody's got a list. No?
I can go on and tell you, though.
All right,
I bet
tell
I know.
Us.
I bet he wants employees that'll show up for work.
Well, I think he wants a...
should I say
a new Tesla?
Should I say a toothbrush? No, I get one of those every 6 months.
You see, I paused.
Yeah,
I gave you the drum roll.
But I don't know. The problem is I don't need anything. I was telling my sister the other day. She said, "What do you want for Christmas?" And the only thing I can think of is for her to go to a super center and buy me 1,000 paper plates.
Yeah,
because that'll last me a year. That's all I need.
I don't cook.
I microwave. I don't wash dishes.
You only use three a day, right?
Okay.
Your plates. And I'm able to my one fork that I got at a fast food restaurant in January. I wash it. I'm still using it.
Okay.
It works.
So what Lee is saying, people, that those of us that are blessed, we are very thankful for what we have. We have all worked hard for what we have. And Lee, I know here with the radio station, what age did you start doing radio?
15.
15, and you're about 60 now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you work hard, you can get somewhere in life.
Well, you've got to stay positive, right? But the key for me really is that I don't need material things.
No, you don't.
And I was the way my parents raised us, when my mother passed away, my sister and I had to deal with the fact that we had 13,000 Cool Whip bowls in the attic.
Yes.
Why would you throw them away? You might need them someday.
Exactly. The plastic has melted in the attic anyway, and it's got that smell, too.
No, but they haven't because I've conditioned my attic. But,
okay.
But her logic was is that somebody may need soup when they're sick one day, and
that's true.
They don't have to return the bowls.
See, she started you off, I think, making you think of others.
Exactly. And my big goal in life before I leave is to find a way to make a difference, to pay everyone back for having believed in me as I was growing up.
That is wonderful. And that's what we are here for the Christmas season.
And I got to say, talking about giving back,
yes.
Southern Smiles of Sylacauga is one of our great sponsors for our ninth annual Stuff the Studio.
Well, thank you.
And this last week, and I know Lee knows about this, he graciously let us store what we got from all of the public and all of our sponsors here at the studio.
And it's beautiful.
I mean, what was toted out of
Michael
here was
unbelievable. Michael took me down there to see it. It is.
It is just amazing.
It
was amazing.
We want to thank you, first of all. Your business.
Thank y'all for letting us be a part of it.
Well, and to the community, this community between Sylacauga, Childersburg, Fayetteville, and the surrounding areas here in the Coosa Valley, number one, you have the number one dentistry in the Coosa Valley. It's because of the way you handle your clients, but also in this community, we have people who care. And I know that Southern Smiles
and
Sylacauga
cares. And we
cares.
Have Dr. Casey in the office that cares, along with Rick. She's been there 5.5 years. And then we've got Dr. Jen Reeves now. And on Fridays, the office is being open, which we will be advertising that. We're blessed to have her. But this is the time of year that we give. And Rick and I, Southern Smiles, we are so thankful and blessed with this community that we have. And we love giving, and God has blessed us, and we just hope those that are out there listening can truly know we appreciate you coming into our office. We appreciate your friendship throughout the community. We appreciate the radio station here advertising and working with us, and we just hope everybody has a Merry Christmas.
Well, and I did owe those sentiments because, you know, in a community that cares like your dentist office does, people know that they can come somewhere and they're not being taken advantage of. It's not just about money. It's about caring about the, the good health of your clients. But also, back during the summer, you did a thing in conjunction with us where you had a Friday where it was free dental day. You could come get a tooth extracted. Yes. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, you're going to have someone who's going to be there on Fridays.
Yes. That is right. We really want to make a difference in our community where we live and work and try to make a difference.
And you know what? A lot of that starts, and I know Joni and been knowing Joni a long time and Rick, a lot of that starts with our faith. And
yes,
I know I'm
does.
Talking to two people that have tremendous faith.
Yes, we do.
Yes, it does.
Yes, we do. We love our church. Russell Chapel Baptist Church is where we go.
Rooster!
Yes!
My man Rooster, he's the pastor.
So,
been knowing him a long time.
And, you know, it's just like Lee said, if you get the word out that you love to give, it just comes back to you. You're so blessed. And Rick and I have seen that this whole year. I mean, we've seen it a lot. But this year, we have been so appreciative of all the people that just trust their smile to our office. And Dr. Casey, we are overwhelmed and blessed to have her. And then Dr. Reeves, Rick, and I, and Dr. Casey prayed for somebody for a year and a half, just about it, to come in because Rick's fixing to be 59. And
hey, me too, next year.
And he's ready to slow down just a little bit, like a half a day. But Dr. Reeves, she's 27, and she is so down to earth. If you knew Dr. and Miss Hollis, to me, she reminds me of Miss Hollis. She's just a sweetheart.
She's from a small town herself and was looking for that type of atmosphere again. So
she's had a hometown atmosphere, and so that's what we've always advertised. But truly, God's good. People, give God a chance in your life.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are so many wonderful things about Christmas, giving back, and, you know, and I've been able to drive and ride and broadcast several different Christmas parades.
Yes.
And seeing it through a kid's eyes. And I know y'all know, you know what the best thing about Christmas is? Grandchildren.
Amen.
Yes. And I told you your little girl would get there with you, didn't
I? Oh, yeah. She was at the Radio Alabama Christmas party with us last week.
Wow.
And but I got to tell you, you know, there's still a long way to go to help people, and it's not just at Christmas time.
That's right.
What do you think about her coming in here every week? You know, if you knew how much you were talked about.
Hey, here's it.
Well, actually, she talks very good about you, Dr. Redmond, but I appreciate her coming in here every week, too.
No, I like hearing both of y'all in the mornings.
And, of course,
every Friday.
Now, I got to tell you, I think you were joked on one time this year and something about a fishing trip or something, and some of your buddies wanted me to send that to them. I don't step over that boundary. I'm not gonna make Dr. Redmond mad.
Your North Carolina trip.
I'm not gonna make Dr. Redmond mad. But you know, we are blessed to live in a community. After seeing what went out of here last week with Alabama Childhood Food Solutions and Safe, with the toys and the food, it was just incredible.
And Laura Strickland is a how do you say it? She is a wonderful part of Sylacauga.
Oh, yeah.
She is just...
At the chamber.
She's a blessing in disguise.
And
she's
this is no disrespect to any of our former chamber presidents.
No.
But since she is taking that job over, it seems like our things we do in the city all year round, not just at Christmas time.
She's very active.
They seem to have taken steps forward, and we're always doing something in the community, block parties, or whether it be crazy days or shopping for Santa or whatever the case may be, the parade. It's always done first class.
And you know, it's everybody that comes in has a different idea on something, and that's just the way it is with Southern Smiles. Everybody's got a different idea of ways to do things. But I want to do a shout out to the Corner Spot.
Yeah.
If you've not been there, they have a little area, Becky Bolton.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not too little.
No, it's not too little. I phrased that wrong. Our Christmas party was held there, and it's just a fun spot. But David, thank you so much for letting us be on your show.
Oh,
and I appreciate
you, David.
Rick coming in this morning and taking time out of his Friday to spend some time with us.
Can I throw one more thing out there?
One thing. This is my show.
Okay, this is her show. listen, I know you all love your church. I love mine.
We do.
And you know Ronnie Forbes. I couldn't praise and worship
without
him. Who
don't know Ronnie Forbes?
But let me tell you, if you haven't been to Radio Alabama Studios and seen what the Church of the Highlands
yes.
has done here.
Get over here,
people. I want to invite you. Bring your kids on the Wednesday nights.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. When they crank up that music in there on Wednesday night,
yes.
it rattles the doors at Walgreens.
That's wonderful.
It is. They blast it out.
Give Church of the Highlands a big shout out yes. for what they do in this community, and come by the radio station and see them.
Yeah, and let me say this one more time. If you want to see something very, very special on Christmas Eve, the 24th on Tuesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, candlelight service and communion here
and
at Church of the Highlands.
If you have never been there, it is breathtaking.
Right. And now I'm going to tell you, their services are still at the high school on Sundays, but here the candlelight service is going to be here that night.
Excellent.
Or that day, actually, at 1 o'clock. So, hey. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
everyone.
Thank you, Dr. Redmond. Thank you for allowing her to come in here every week.
Thank you.